that picture, the first time I went to Myrtle Beach, that's the picture in Bobby's house in his bedroom. That made me feel so good.
So I always feel like Baba wanted us to get married. You know, we'll stay married as long as he wants us to. You know, and that's it. Because he wanted that. And if he changes his mind, then I really can't do much about it. And Val told me once that I'm supposed to take care of Linda and please her. Which, you know, is a little strange for a lot of men. All the time, you know. But I feel it was really right. That's really right. That's good.
You win.
Eric told me, I told that dream about the card game, and Eric told me that Baba was saying, you have been gambling through all your incarnations, and bet on me, bet on Baba, and you'll win.
How did Linda come to Baba? How did you hear about that?
That's interesting. I was going to chiropractic school in Pasadena, and I lived in Hollywood, and so I'd go down Green Street, which is where one of the first Baba centers was in L.A. And they had a bookstore there, and they had a big poster of Baba, you know, and so I'd drive to school 5 days a week, and I'd look at it and keep driving. And then I thought about it. And then after I graduated, I decided to move to Santa Barbara with the man I was living with, which was before Mario. And Baba just made me go into this bookstore, because I had been driving by there for 4 years, and I never had any interest. And before I had said, I'm giving up on looking for a master, you know, the master will find me. And I just forgot about it. So I went in, and Dane Field was there. And so I was interested in some of the books, and then I wasn't sure. And so he said, take God Speaks. And I just didn't have any money at the time or something. And he said, oh, well, just give it to me later. You know, total stranger. So I was going to move to Santa Barbara. I didn't like L.A. and all the smog, and I wanted to practice in Santa Barbara, so I was going with this man. And I said, well, are there any people in Santa Barbara that follow this path? So he told me it's Leslie Tejada. And she was running the meetings for many years there. And so she was pregnant. She became a patient of mine when I got up there. And she started telling me about Baba. They had wonderful meetings there. And I went to a potluck dinner with all the Baba people here at the university. And when I went in there, you know, I've been to a lot of different kinds of spiritual groups. And I just thought, these people are so nice. And their eyes are so clear. All their eyes seem like they're just sparkling, you know. And they made me feel so welcome. I thought, it was just so natural, you know. I just thought, this is really wonderful, whatever it is.
You know? Baba kept you company. Even if you went away. So later when you look back, you could see that Baba would say hi, and you know, I like that.
And you want to hear the rest?
Yes.
I had gotten a poster of Baba and one book, I think, was Listen to Humanity, my first book by Don Stevens. And I had this poster, and I've told the story before, but anyway, I put the poster up at the end of the wall where the bed was, and so I could look at it every morning in my bedroom, and so I could see it each morning. And I just, when I look at Baba's face, I just feel like crying, you know, and saying thank you. And always before, I felt like my life was terrible and, you know, need, always having need and everything. And when I just saw that picture of Bob, I just said, felt like saying thank you, thank you, thank you, you know. And I didn't know what for, in a sense, you know. But anyway, the boyfriend I was living with, he was jealous of Bob. Which happens. So Bob had just started, you know, which happens to a lot of people, I think, spinning things around. And my whole life got destroyed, you know. So I had an argument with the boyfriend, and he said, leave, you know, and it was very distasteful, and then I got pneumonia, because I had to leave, and I was packing in the rain, and I had terrible experiences. I had a good experience with my practice in Santa Barbara, but terrible experiences with people, and so I felt like something was closing in on me, sort of. And I was waiting for my license. I didn't have much money, and I didn't want to practice because you could lose your license. So So it's kind of in this in-between place, and I lost my boyfriend, I got pneumonia, you know, and so these different things happened. I went back to L.A. to stay with a friend, I had pneumonia, all I was thinking about was Baba. And, you know, I was getting into this desperate place. And so I started reading Baba's, and when I had the pneumonia, I was reading Baba's, all I was doing was laying down and reading Baba all day long. So then, these things happened, which, you know, Baba is so incredibly powerful. I went back to LA for a little while and did nursing, and then I went back to Santa Barbara and started practicing for a few months. And these things happened, like, I went out to dinner with someone, and I went to Leslie's house, and you can see Montecito where I was living. You know, it was kind of down in the forest. And the whole place was on fire. And my house was right in the middle of the fire.
Literally?
Yeah, it was a $30 million fire. And Montecito is a very high-class area. And there was houses burning down, you know, everything was burning. So, and my house was like...
Is that near where you were living?
Yeah, I was living right in the middle of the fire.
Oh my.
Your house burned down?
Well, I didn't know. So, this is pretty intense, you know, and... I went to a Catholic church, which was a station, a first aid station, emergency station, and in Montecito, and I saw a picture of the Virgin Mary, or Mara, and like a votive candle, it was like a fire all around her, and it was saying, you know, it's going to be okay, you know, that feeling like, mm-hmm. So then I said to Baba, if you're going to take everything from me, because I had everything there. I just had my purse and my car, and, you know. I said, if you're going to take everything from me, I accept that. You know.
Said at that time.
And I really felt it. And so for 2 days, we were evacuated. The National Guard evacuated everybody. They wouldn't let you go in. And so, because the fire was going on. So I went to a bottle lover's house and stayed a couple days and came back. Drove through all the fire area. The house was there.
Intact.
There was all these oak trees over the house with dry leaves. It could have been on fire. It was a wood house. And I just went around and I was so relieved and I looked out the back window and the house next door, right in the back, was burning. It was Baba was saying, this is how close you came. 75 feet from your house burning down. It was my grace. Yeah. So then other things happened, like...
Your things are all right?
Her house was all right. Her house was safe. Right. All the houses around here were all burned down.
So then some things happened, like... I started to think maybe I should go back to L.A. You know, because there was some kind of bad things and almost bad things happened. And so I realized when I moved into this house that it was a servant's cottage in the previous... you know, years. And the servant had died there, and he was still there. And so when I moved into this house, I was having really bad dreams. And I thought, I don't have dreams like this, you know, like nightmares. And I wondered what was happening. So finally I realized one day when I was cooking breakfast, I smelled other things than what I was cooking. And I felt like I'd stepped into this dark space. So I said to a friend of mine who was psychic, maybe there's a ghost here or something, you know. And she said, well, I knew there was, but you'd already put your money down. I didn't want to say anything to you. So I'd only been with Bob about 6 months then. And so I said, well, will you come over and help me, you know, with this ghost? And so she came over, and there was all this noise in the house, you know, like poltergeist. And we kept praying, and we prayed to Jesus, you know. She wasn't a bottle of it. And we put all these pictures of Jesus down on the bed, which is where he died. And he tried to leave, but he didn't. He couldn't leave. So I said, well, let's put Baba's pictures down. So we took all the pictures in Baba's house, about 8 pictures in my house. And we put him down in the bed where the person had died. And just like that, he was gone. And the bedroom was dark where it was because of all the trees over it. And for 3 weeks, there was this light streaming out, like a white, blue-white light, streaming out of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know? So you know. And then another experience I had was the I Ching fell out of the bookcase. And I said to Baba, I'm almost at the end of the story. I kept thinking that I should go back to L.A. even though I like Santa Barbara. And so the I Ching fell out of the bookcase, and to a certain thing it said, don't let friends hold you back from what you should do. And so I started crying, and I felt like maybe Bob wants me to go back to L.A. So anyway, all these things happened, and I decided to go back to L.A. And the first place I moved into, which was a temporary place, I met Mario.
And we know what happened
after that. But your love story reminds me of a dream I had of Baba's name in the concern about your house that was saved and the rest of it. I dreamt I was in a stone building, like a convent. And I'm dressed as a nun. And the room where I'm standing, I could see from the window. Like, you have windows here, you look out, and there are more buildings. And you look out there are more buildings. Beautiful stone structures, old-time buildings, you know, like monasteries, nunneries. And I'm right here in this room, I'm dressed as a nun, and I have a photo frame in my hand. But there's no picture in it. It's just a frame. And I'm looking into it. I'm just looking at it. And suddenly, the earth began to shake and tremble. And I knew it's an earthquake. And I said, Baba, 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 in my dream. And I said, pray, save money. Mehe Baba, Mehe Baba. Oh, I thought, Mehe Baba. And then after a while, the trembling stopped. And I again looked up, and I could see out through the windows. There was nothing, just earth. Mm. But the room I was in, where I said Baba, is still intact.
Can I say one more little thing?
Yeah, please.
When my wife and I were dating, and we're getting close to maybe getting married, maybe not, I saw us at the bottom of a pyramid, like this, little figures, you know, like a Mexican pyramid, with steps up the side, and we're completely different. She and I are completely different, you know. But here she is, and here I am, and here's all this mass in the middle. But if we take a step up, we get closer and closer together, till finally at the top, we're together. There's nothing between. And the way to take a step up is to surrender, to grow more tolerant, more loving, you know. And it's really going like that, but I feel like she's ahead of me. I feel like Baba gave me that in a way to help me through, you know, when it's difficult.
My parents were like that, totally different.
Really?
And they were together, totally different in age, in temperament, in outlook. As I always say, my father was the best example of what Baba said to be. In the world, but not of it. Mm-hmm. You don't belong to the world, but you're in the world. He fulfilled his commitments, he did his duties, he didn't deprive mother of anything, but he was not of the world, so to speak. I mean, she saw everything from a very practical point of view, logical point of view, material point of view. And father saw everything from the spiritual point angle, everything from the real angle. I suppose mother had to be that, though. If the family that Baba ordained were to survive and to be raised up. Because between what with God for a son and Davish for a husband, I don't remember.
It's pretty good.
Those are the hard times.